With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As Israel and Hamas agree to extend their ceasefire for two more days, terror group Hamas released 11 Israeli hostages kidnapped during the October 7th attack, while Israel released 33 violent Palestinian prisoners.
There has been a mix of emotions during this four-day truce, while there has been hostages released and prisoners released. In Israel, people have lined the streets welcoming the hostages home. Families have had emotional reunifications at hospitals. Staff at the hospitals have said, for the most part, people are in good condition. There was one girl who was shot in the leg and required surgery. An elderly woman was in very critical condition and had to be rushed immediately to the hospital.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will return to the Middle East as the U.S. hopes to find a way to extend a ceasefire in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, a newly unsealed legal complaint says that Facebook and its parent company, Meta, deliberately engineered its social platforms to hook children. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The complaint, described in reports from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, says that Meta had received millions of complaints about underage users of Instagram, but only disabled a fraction of those accounts. The lawsuit was filed in late October by the attorneys general of 33 states and originally was made public in redacted form. Company documents cited in the complaint describe several Meta officials acknowledging that the company designed its products to exploit children's impulsive behavior and susceptibility to peer pressure. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. military officials say missiles were fired at a Navy warship from a rebel-controlled area of Yemen on Sunday. The U.S. Central Command said the USS Mason was responding to a distress call from a commercial tanker when it happened. Southwest Airlines passengers being evaluated at a hospital after exiting the plane's emergency exit hatch over the weekend. SRN News. As details of the Hamas attack on Israel continue to come out, Carol Platt Liebau wonders where the feminists are. Their voices were loud when Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misdeeds.
Women's experiences matter, they insisted. Oh my, times have changed. Reports coming out of Israel about the October 7th attacks are shocking. Systematic sexual violence was inflicted on women and even children, much so horrifying and graphic that it can't be repeated here. Yet feminists remain silent, and their silence speaks volumes.
Liebau, who heads the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, says,
it's the same lesson we learned when professional feminists turned on Monica Lewinsky during the Clinton impeachment. Their feminism has nothing to do with the well-being of actual women. It's all about grasping and holding power for left-wing causes.
This is SRN News. Family members whose relatives were on board the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 that disappeared on its way to China almost 10 years ago are attending court hearings in Beijing to determine compensation.
The fate of flight MH370, which vanished off radar screens almost a decade ago with 239 people on board, remains one of modern aviation's great mysteries. Most of the plane's passengers came from China. While approximately half of the passengers' relatives have already accepted compensation, 40 families have opted for a full court hearing. The basis for the relatives' claims against a group of companies they're blaming for the disappearance, including the aircraft maker Boeing and the insurance giant Allianz, remains unclear.
TSA says Sunday broke the single-day travel record with more than 2.9 million people going through security. More at SRNnews.com.